You're welcome.
Hi, thank you for holding, Gina. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hi there. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. It's another day. Time flies.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, yes. And I am looking over the notes a little bit. I understand you used to have an account with us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. So do you mind me asking what exactly happened? What had you stop the service with?
I wasn't getting any business. Because I wasn't getting any business, and it was just way too expensive.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here. I mean, I see that there was some type of results that was there. That's interesting.
Like what?
Did you by any, I was looking at, for example, you had 177 Google profile actions, 49 Facebook ad clicks. You had 4 reviews. There wasn't call tracking, so unfortunately we can't see exactly how many people contacted you. Did you have access to your dashboard by any chance when you were with us?
No.
Okay. Okay.
But I called my friend, and, like, she was getting text messages and whatnot.
Yeah, I would recommend, you know, when you start with our program again to do call tracking. The reason why I recommend that is because it literally tracks everything. It records all of your phone calls. It tracks all text messages, so you can actually see what is coming in for you. And if for whatever reason you miss calls or whatnot, you're going to have access to all of that on the dashboard. Now, it looks like based off of what it is, okay, I see your service with us. You were doing Facebook ads as right as well. Okay. Okay, and we can definitely do that for you. Okay. So based off of what I'm looking at, I would recommend, let me see here. So I want to make sure. Okay. Yeah, I would recommend, it would be the platinum package, but this time we want to add call tracking. It doesn't cost anything, it doesn't cost anything extra for the call tracking. So that's not a problem. So basically what we would do is, you know, do that first page placement on Google for your business. You know, we would target those people on Facebook, the ones that are looking for you. You know, we build your website, which, you know, it's nice. You can get that updated as well. And we'll add the call tracking feature. So that's going to basically record everything. And also your dashboard. So you're going to get your username and password for your dashboard. And that's going to show you real-time results of how many people are looking for you, the people who have contacted you, text you, all of that stuff. So when you have your onboarding call, they can actually help you on how to use your dashboard. And I can send you a YouTube video as well that shows you how to use your dashboard. So when you have access to that, you can see that it's really working for you. Now, cost-wise, it looks like they did bring you down at a discount, which was the $249 a month. And, yeah, I mean, I can honor that same thing. I know that we did raise our prices a little bit, but I can honor the same pricing for you at the $249. I'll waive your setup fee so you don't. Mm-hmm.
What if we were to take out the Facebook? Would that make it cheaper?
It does. It keeps you at the $199 if you take out Facebook. It'll only take care of your local area, though. And as long as you're okay with that, we can do that.
And what is considered my local area? How far of a radius is that?
Of course. So it's anywhere between 5 to 20 miles. It goes off of Google's algorithm.
5 to 20 miles.
Mm-hmm. If you add Facebook.
I'll go on.
I was going to say, if you do Facebook, it can go out to, for a safe area, it can go out to 50 miles. It could even go out a little bit more if you give me certain, like, cities or counties or zip codes that you're looking to target.
How many zip codes am I able to give you?
I mean, I would say a safe bet would be 15, but if you have a lot of zip codes, we're better off doing counties. And I can actually look up the counties because it would be a lot easier that way.
Okay, can we do that?
Yeah, of course.
And
so let me...
Does it cost extra to do up to 15?
I would say a safe bet is 15 on the zip codes, but if you have more than 15 zip codes, I would switch it to counties so we could cover a bigger area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. And if we do counties, I mean, we're able to do how many?
I mean, I would say safe bet is 15 counties, which would be a huge,
okay.
a huge thing. How many zip codes do you have that you service?
Oh my God. Like, well, see, I do video chat reading too, like on WhatsApp, on like FaceTime and all that. And I also go to people's locations for their like, wine parties, house parties, sweet 16s, all that stuff, bridal showers, wedding parties. So that's why I'm trying to do, like, I also have flown out to California. Like, I've been overseas.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Have
so
you?
What do you suggest is best to reach the widest audience possible?
If you're looking to do the widest audience possible, I would be looking at more of the Google ad side. So it is more expensive, but there's a couple different options that we can do. So Google ads is going to go up to 100 miles. So that's pretty much the furthest you would be able to do on the Google side. So it's going to put you right there in the top where the sponsored section is based off of your keywords. It gives you more keywords as well. And it also takes care of you the first page placement where that local map section is. Now, if you want to do Google ads, you're looking at if you do for 1 month, it's $449 a month, well, each month. But if you want to pay in advance for 3 months, it does bring down the price for you a bit at $900. So there is for 3 months. So there is savings if you want to go that route instead. But I don't know price-wise how that sounds to you.
It sounds really expensive, but, like, I need to generate some kind of business. Is that something I could add later?
Yes, you can absolutely add Google Ads whenever you'd like. So we can start off just at the basic package and then add on from there as we go. That's not a problem. Okay. So let me see here. I'll first start with setting everything up, and then we'll go for looking at the locations that you're looking to get work. So I'll see if it's better to do zip codes or county. So we'll go from there. Let me see here.
Would it be necessary to do Facebook if we're doing it by counties?
Yes. So Facebook is going to go out those 50 miles, even a little bit more than that. If you only do the local side of Google, it's only going to go out those 5 to 20 miles, depending on Google's algorithm. If you're okay with going out between 5 to 20 miles, we can get rid of Facebook. But if you're looking to get a bigger audience, I would recommend adding Facebook.
Okay, so then, yeah, Facebook for now.
Okay. Okay, so Gina, I'm just going to confirm everything because I already have a lot of your information. Gina Evans, sunshine212nyc@aol.com, is that correct?
Still correct, yes.
Okay, and then the 347-641-4942, that's the number that is okay for clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, and then for company name, I have Psychic Reader and Advisor, is that correct?
Yes.
And then for business line or address, I have 300 East 30th Street, New York, New York, 10016.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that one more time?
Of course. 300 East 30th Street, New York, New York, 10016.
I'm sorry. I'm having, like, a brain meltdown. Can you repeat that one more time?
Of course, yes. So I have 300 East 30th Street, and then New York, New York, 10016.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, some of these questions, I'm going to re-ask them just to make sure everything's correct. Do you want to add anybody else that's authorized on the account other than yourself?
No.
Okay. And services that you offer, what jobs do you want to be found for?
Does it give you like an option list?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is you're going to tell me pretty much what you want to be found for, and my onboarding team, they do research in your area, and they'll tell you what keyword searches. I'll tell you what was picked last time, and you let me know if you want to add anything or if you're okay with what's said. So we got psychic readings, palm readings, tarot card readings, love readings, relationship readings, life coach, chakra reading, chakra balancing, chakra healing, meditation, fortune telling, astrology reading, spiritual advisor, aura cleansing, and psychic advice. And this last one, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, clairvoyant or clairvoyant.
Yes. Can it also say like events, parties, video chat?
Yes. Let me. Okay. I'm going to put all those, and then I'm going to put at the end, offers all of these. Services through video chat, in person. Okay, so I put
in-home.
Uh-huh. And in-home. In person and in-home. Okay, perfect. So I put offers all of these services through video chat, in person, and in home.
Should it say at their home?
Yes, at their home.
And their events and parties. Did we mention that?
You did, and I'm going to put it down right now. Also...
Now, my friend just texted me. She's only paying $150.
If she's paying $150, that's for the local side. So on the local side, it's, again, it's only going to be on Google. It's not going to be Facebook. So we can do, again, we can do local side for you. Typically, we sell that package at $199, but... if your friend has it at $149, it's either because she's been with us for a while or she got a discount. I can get you that same package, the local, for $149 if you'd like me to. But, again, that's only going to be the 5 to 20 miles depending on Google's algorithm. And the way that their algorithm works is how heavily congested your area is. So, for example, if you're in a place like Los Angeles, you're looking at probably 5 miles. But if you're in a place where it's like in the middle of nowhere, you would be looking at the 20 miles. So it really depends on the area that you're in.
Yeah.
I can keep asking questions, and then you can tell me at the end what you want to do, because I don't necessarily need to know right now.
Okay.
So I can keep asking your questions, and you just think about that. So I got offers all of these services through video chat, in person, their home, and at events and parties.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, you know, that's about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. What does your availability look like? I have some available today, tomorrow, or even Friday if need be.
Today.
Okay. At any time today works for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have between 4 and 5 your time. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay. I'll email you the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. And then the Google business profile, we don't have to worry about that. Website, we're doing you a website. Last time, I don't remember if we did payment integration where your clients can pay for your services on your website. Do you want to add that? It's no extra cost.
How does that, like, work?
Yeah, so the exact details, my onboarding team would be the one that tells you that. But pretty much you would be connecting, you know, like Zelle, Venmo, or you would be connecting your payment integration onto the website. Let me do this. I'm going to put down that you want more information on it so they can tell you exactly how it works and you can decide if it's something that you want to do.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Now the call tracking feature, is that something that you're going to want to add? And I'll tell you how that works. So we would provide you with a phone number that your clients call. The call will still go directly to your phone, but they're going to be calling that call tracking number. So that's what's going to track everything and text messages, recordings, all of that. You'll be able to see it on your dashboard. You want me to add that? I would recommend it.
Okay, yes, but is it going to be my phone number or a different phone number?
It's going to be a different phone number that they call, but it goes to your phone number.
Okay. And now I can't do that with having my own phone number?
Let me do this. I'm going to put that, I'm going to do the same thing for the payment integration. I'm going to say to explain a little bit more how it works to see what options that you can have so everything can be tracked on your end. So they'll go over that in your call later on today. Okay, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what do you want me to show for that?
24 hours.
Okay. And for specific cities, counties, or zip codes. So what I can do is I can do a 50-mile radius, so we don't have to worry about all those zip codes and counties. Does that work for you, or do you want to be a little bit more specific?
Can we use counties? Will it be, like, as good as using a zip code?
Yeah, we can do counties. Do you know what counties you want to pick, or should I look based off of the zip codes you give me?
If we could do just, like, the counties. What's considered a county? I know I sound really nuts. Hold on. What?
You're good.
Well, New York City, and that covers the five boroughs, right?
New York City County? Is it a county?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you what it covers. I don't think New York City is an actual county, because what's popping up when I put that in is like Brooklyn County, Albany County, Orange County, the Bronx County.
Okay, I want to do New York County, Kings County, Bronx County, Queens County, and Richmond County. Sorry, that covers the five boroughs.
You're okay. I want to make sure I got everything. So I got Kings County. You said Bronx County, right?
Yes, Bronx County, Kings County.
Okay.
New York County. Queens County and Richmond County.
Queens County, okay. And Richmond County. Okay. Okay. So I have Richmond County, Queens County, Bronx County, Kings County, and New York County, right?
How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, and then we could add 10 more. Hold on.
So 10 more county. What pops up when I put down 10 more county is Erie County.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, I could pick 10 more. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
How many? Hold on. Counties. Just a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Bergen.
Bergen County is popping up in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Bergen County,
New
Jersey.
Passaic.
I'm sorry, which one?
Passaic.
Can you spell that for me, please?
P-A-S-S-A-I-C.
Perfect. Okay, got that one down.
Hudson.
And is that also New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, I have someone at my door. Just a second.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, come on up. I actually have someone coming in now. Is there a way that we could, that I could get you back on the phone, you specifically?
Yeah, so I can take care of everything. I'm pretty much already done. The card that I have on file, the one that ends in 9309, is that the one that you want me to charge?
Well, I'm not sure which card that is. Can I call in and give you the payment?
Yeah, you can do that. Let me send you my office line and my direct extension, and you can reach me there directly.
Okay, perfect. I really appreciate that. Hello,
no worries.
So
I'll wait for your call, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it. What's your name again?
My name is Laura, and it's in the text message I sent you over,
Laura.
So I'll just wait for you to get back.
Okay.
We're almost
okay,
done as well,
really
just so you know.
Okay,
no worries.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.